Damian Willis joins us every Monday to update us on what's happening in our region and business. Damian, thanks for being with us this week. We're starting off with the news of an international program recruiting young entrepreneurs at New Mexico State University. What can you tell us about this program?
That's right. Those between the ages of 12 and 24 who have business ideas or are curious about entrepreneurship are invited to apply to a four-week program that's happening next month. The first international young entrepreneurship program is a collaboration between NMSU's Arrowhead Center, KHW Law Center for Social Justice, and Change in Albuquerque, which is a nonprofit. The program will run from November 1st through the 30th. So through the whole month of November.
Okay, we'll look forward to seeing how that program unfolds and what happens with it at New Mexico State University. Let's move on and talk about some news that may interest folks who may be interested in getting into the adult use cannabis business in our area. There's a cannabis business zoning proposal that has been forwarded to the Doniana County Commission. What do we know about this proposal so far?
That's right. This basically comes down to the Planning and Zoning Commission. And they've set their recommendations and sent them on to the County Commission for how cannabis business zoning is going to be used outside of city limits. We've talked about this before, but the P&Z board passed its proposed regulations October 14th, unanimously, actually, and the recommendations are suggesting that cannabis businesses can locate in the unincorporated areas of the county, but will have to go before the Board of Commissioners in November.
Okay, that's something we'll stay updated on as we continue with our Monday conversations in business, and folks can also read about this issue. We've been covering it with KRWG as well at krwg.org. Let's close with news of a new taco and seafood place opening up in town. Damian, what's the latest with this?
I think we briefly mentioned this last week, but Tacos and Shellas is a new restaurant that just opened up on Commerce Drive across from Sam's Club. And local residents can take a trip to the beaches of Mexico without even leaving Las Cruces. The brand new restaurant offers all kinds of tacos and seafood offerings. After working many years in the restaurant industry, the sisters who own this, who are Anais and Mariana Moya, they've decided to branch out and start their own business. And of course, you can imagine launching a business in the middle of the COVID pandemic was not easy, but we've got all the details in the Las Cruces Sun News.
Okay, Damian, we look forward to catching up on those details. And thank you for joining us this week for the Monday Business Watch.
It's always a pleasure.